You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Fred Davis, Alec Medford hanging out with us throughout our lunch break and your lunch break as well. Let's have a good one here. Now, I didn't get to this, but the Hall of Fame inductions are going on this weekend, and I really liked hearing Antonio Gates talking about his career. You know, he was a guy who was thinking he was going to go to the NBA out of Kent State, and then he was
Trailblazer.
Like, it's over. I'm done. I got to find something else. NFL scouts were like, we think you got something, buddy. And here's his quote. It's like I'm telling a fiction story. To tell somebody they can come to the NFL, not play college football, then make a team, then start, and then make the Pro Bowl, be an all-pro your second year, then be the all-time touchdown leader at your position. It's not even a story you can make up. The chances, the odds, they're crazy. It was a really, it is a really cool story. He said his goal whenever he got there was just to make the practice squad.
Just to make
squad.
The team. Wow, make the practice squad.
Yeah, just make the practice squad was his goal. Dude, and then he said all right, that was my goal at the time. I looked at the salaries. My boys from Detroit were all construction workers or in waste management. If I make the practice squad, I was making more than any of them, and I was okay with that. I just really cool story for a dude that ended up being everybody's favorite fantasy tight end for a while.
I'm telling you right now, for about a 4 or 5 year stretch, Antonio Gates was a bucket.
Yes. So keep an eye on, I think it's going to be an entertaining weekend at the Hall of Fame as those inductions are going through.
And who else is on the?
Jared Allen's in that slot as well.
I saw him on.
And we'll have some
McAfee.
On Monday. We'll have some audio from it. We'll play some of that as well. So that'll be nice. All right. 877-881-1053 AutoFlex or the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. You now have seen the trade deadline come down. Do you feel that this Rangers team is a contender? Now, last night was a bum of a game. All right, that was garbage. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting there when Cliff Lee was traded to Texas.
Yeah,
I was an intern at Fox 4, and I was excited, you know, about the trade. Right. I go to watch Cliff Lee's first game, and everybody's just like, what is happening? Right. It was bad. It was a bad night. And Cliff Lee turns out to be awesome. I have no clue how Merrill Kelly is going to start out with this team, but I look at this roster right now, and I think I think for sure they are a playoff contender. And then whenever they get into the playoffs, I think they're more of a contender than they are not in the playoffs. Does that make sense right now? Regular season, I'm just trying to get there. But in a small window,
but then once you get in the dance,
with
it's
two
a different
pitchers
deal.
That are dominant like that,
who do you trust to hit though? Here's my question. All right, because this is what wins you championships and World Series is, or just advances you in playoff games, and this is really sports in a nutshell. Right, is that you know your stars are going to produce.
Yep.
Okay, because if your stars don't produce, you're done.
True.
You're cooked. All right. And the one thing we know about Corey Seager, All right. Would have loved to have seen him run a little bit harder last night. All right. That's another story for another time.
But hey, he's good. He made from on that one play going to his right. That was awesome. I'm not used to seeing, like, every time he has to run, I get a little scared.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. I mean, let's call it what it is. He's not the, you know, most fleet of foot. But that said, you know one thing about Corey Seager. He's going to mash when it comes to, you know, at the plate. So you're not worried about that. But my question is, going into, I mean, and really, let's just call it what it is for the next 2 months. Because like you said, I mean, it is going to be a dogfight.
Yep.
Over the next 2 months.
Absolutely.
For these two, for the and like you said, AL West, I mean, would it be nice to see them go out and get an AL West crown? Sure. But you saw what the Astros did. Was there a bigger winner at the deadline than the Seattle Mariners?
They definitely
the
added
Padres.
The most. They look like a lineup that you don't want to go up against. Well, and the Padres, I'm not worried about
course,
them. But
right. But I mean, you know, and nice thing with the, you know, the crazy thing with the Mariners is they didn't gut their entire team doing it.
Right, exactly.
You know, so that was the biggest difference there. But I guess my question is, who do you trust on this baseball team to deliver a big hit outside of Corey Seager? Because something's going to have to happen.
To answer your question, Semien is the only one I trust right now.
Yeah.
Because he's actually in that I'm on fire mode. All right. So
he's been lights out for the last 2 months.
He is the one. You get into the playoffs, I trust Adolis. And I go back to a conversation that we had with Derek Holland years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were at spring training. And they had come off, they were 2 years removed from the World Series, and we're sitting there, and Derek said, we just want to get back to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he said, there's nothing like the adrenaline of the playoffs. And sometimes I feel like because the adrenaline is so high in the playoffs, the regular season just can't match it. And the Rangers, for whatever reason, against the Angels, they came out flat. The environment itself.
Yeah, they came out flat last night.
Yeah, they came out flat last night for sure. The environment itself at Angel Stadium was not full, not packed. They're kind of like, eh. And that's where I feel like this team kind of needs that a little bit. But they got to find other ways to get to that point. But Adolis is the guy that I believe in the biggest moments, he wants the rock.
Yeah.
And we saw it against Houston in the ALCS a couple of years ago. Please give me that opportunity to hit a grand slam against these fools.
Of course, and you were down 3-0 last night. He had two runners on and pops out to center field.
That is
true.
I mean, that is true. I trust him in a playoff game.
But okay, but here, but and I'm just again, I'm just.
He also struck out what four times in the ALCS before he hit a walk.
And I'll just press
run.
You on this. I mean, look, and I'm not saying, but we got to get there.
Yep.
And that's what concerns me is and look, I'm not saying that you were going to get a four. What was, as Jared alluded to what do we have him on, 1040?
Yep.
It was a seller's market this year.
It was.
Okay. And, you know, you don't have, it's not like you've got just this, you don't have the Padres farm system.
Right.
To go ahead and go out and get another bat. And apparently, you know, we don't know when the green light was given that, okay, you can go ahead and go across the luxury tax threshold. But I would have liked to have seen something done at the very least to inspire somebody. I mean, Evan Carter, what's he done at the plate? All right. I mean, let's go. Look, I love Wyatt Langford.
Are you talking
about
specifically about last night? Or
I'm talking about for the next 2 months. I'm talking about look, Wyatt Langford has been good, not great as of late.
So
Evan Carter hasn't given you much.
That's where that's where you wanted a bat to inspire this lineup to give it a spark.
What is the one thing we hear about? What is the one thing we hear from athletes? And is that when I bring somebody else in to challenge, what have we heard from Shoddy for 3 weeks from the time he was hired on January 24th, that there's going to be competition at every position, right? Why is Nate Thomas getting starts at left tackle over Austin Richards, right? Because he wants to see competition.
Yep.
Why are we seeing a rotating head at running back between Jaden Blue, Javonte, and Miles Sanders? Because he wants to see competition, okay? And so, again, I'd love to see some competition at the bottom of the order, move some guys around, whatever it is. I mean, something has to give because again, last night just kind of showed me, and again, it's baseball, it's a long season, but that's the team you're up against. That's the team that you're going to be competing against for a playoff spot. And again, we all agree, you get in the dance, you feel pretty good about it. But mm-hmm. I'd love to see somebody swing a hot bat. I'm tired of having to wait on Joc Pederson when he's batting 122 and looks like me at the plate.
Yeah, listen, when it comes to Joc Pederson, somebody tweeted me yesterday.
I'm tired of hearing his name.
Somebody tweeted me yesterday and said, we need to get behind this guy.
Behind him for what?
I'm not.
At the buffet line? Yeah. I mean, what are we talking about, man? I'm tired of hearing about Joc Pederson.
I've given up on him. I've given up on the thought that he can contribute to this roster at all.
Done.
I'm already there because he hasn't done it this year, and I haven't seen any work ethic that tells me that he's going to be one of those guys.
Nothing.
So, I don't know how good of a teammate he is. There's a lot of questions I have about how he fits into this thing and whether or not he really does truly fit into this thing. And I don't think he does. So I know Boach wants to get something out of him because Boach will tell you, like, we know what
does he want to get something out of him, or does the front office want to get something out of him?
Obviously, Chris Young wants to say, hey, this money that I spent on you is $14 million a year. I need you to live up to it. But at this point, you're either on or off, and everybody else is on this thing right now. I think Higashioka is playing hot right now. Yeah. That's a great thing that you have him hitting high level.
That's your best non-pitcher acquisition from this past offseason.
Your hope that Jake Berger can come back and provide the power pop that they're hoping for as well. That's a big hope.
He's your best bet.
But you're right, man. The rest of the lineup has proven us to be sad for most of the season. I guess because the pitching is so good,
yeah.
I feel like every night you have a chance. Now,
which I don't disagree with.
You have a chance.
You got to put some runs on the board.
And you've done that over the last month.
Since June 7th.
You've been putting
Why we keep
more,
using that arbitrary date, I have no idea.
You've been probably because you didn't score any runs
on
June
the
6th. Yeah, you're like, hey.
Because you realize June 7th was game two of a three-game set against the Nationals.
June 7th is everything when it all started. But that's this team has proven they can score. I mean, last night, obviously they have a couple of moments where you're just like, what the hell happened?
Which that's going to happen.
But I think when you have guys on the mound like DeGrom and Eovaldi and now Merrill Kelly, you're having you get yourself a chance every single night. You're not going to kill your bullpen. You're going to have arms late in the season, I feel.
Yeah.
And so you just got to figure out how to put together three runs. That's where I am. You got to figure out how to put together 3 to 4 runs a game. And now, obviously, that's what they have to do. Getting one run is important for them. But I do have faith that they can do that and that they're going to have a chance nightly because they're pitching.
I just wish he could go find a bat the way he finds pitchers. That's my biggest thing.
Let's look back at the history here, because Semien and Seager, those were John Daniels guys.
Right. Adolis, plus, they were known commodities when they got here.
Adolis was a John Daniels guy. Josh Young was already on his way up because he was a John Daniels guy.
Yeah.
Wyatt Langford is a Chris Young guy, and we're still waiting for the huge, oh, he's broken through moment.
Look, Brett Boone said he was Bo Jackson-like, and when he figures this thing out, he's going to be a perennial MVP candidate year in, year out. That's coming from Brett Boone, his words, not mine.
I also don't know if Bochy actually has his lineup yet. I didn't ask him that this Wednesday. But Bochy's been juggling this thing all season.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to figure out who can hit three hole.
That's the whole thing.
He's trying to figure out, mostly injuries have been plaguing Evan Carter, Wyatt, you know, so he never could get those guys right. And so I wanted to ask him the other day, and I forgot to. I'm going to ask him this Wednesday. Do you feel like you've found the right batting order? Because moving Semien was a massive change for this roster.
Oh, it's huge.
It's a change for Semien.
Well, I was going to say, it was huge for Semien.
And it did. He had to move them all up and down before he found the right spot for him. And even still, he's trying to find different places
for him. You think he should move him back?
To lead off?
Yeah.
Ooh, man, that's an interesting question. Somebody just pointed out, they were like, he's quietly slumped back down to 203 over the last couple weeks. So that's a weird thing there. But I like Semien and the opportunity to get RBIs because I think he feasts whenever he has runners on. I think he's better whenever he's there. So I like him in the spots that they actually have him in right now. I like him right behind Seager. I just wish Seager was providing more. It is interesting to see because Seager got walked last night and then Simeon's up at the plate. And it feels like he can protect him a little bit because they know he can slug with runners on.
Yeah.
So I like him where he is. Josh Smith, been great all season, but he doesn't scare me at all, like, for anything.
No.
So,
no.
But I feel pretty good.
And you're
good.
Worried that he's going to run out of gas
Yeah.
as the year goes on.
I think that the Yankees and Boston are the two teams that you have to really keep an eye on for the wild card.
Absolutely.
Because Seattle, they just added enough, as you said earlier. Houston's probably going to win the division. How do you feel about that rebooting with Carlos Correa, by the way? Because he has lost some of his pop.
He has, but you just wonder if they feel like bringing him back into this, you know, I mean.
Because you were down there for a while. You observed that team whenever he was there.
It's weird because it's almost like he got to be more. When the whole trash can thing came out, that's when he went off. As far as like the vocal leader guy.
Yeah.
Right. When I remember him, he did a very fiery interview. You know, it was during COVID. You know, we were looking for anything to divert our attention. And, you know, they were playing all their games in the one place or whatever it was. Here was one of the places too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave a very fiery interview on MLB Network. I'll never forget. And that's when everybody kind of rallied. Because he wasn't that. I mean, he was a vocal guy locally. But
right.
Nationally, that was the first time he came out and said, you know, F everybody else. We won that thing. We won our World Series fair and square and all that kind of stuff. So he'll forever be a legend in Houston. Like, no one's. And that's part of the reason why.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They brought him back.
Yeah.
It was a situation where, look, they offered him a contract. And look, the Astros are, Jim Crane is very serious about, look, I'm not giving you more than 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Like, that's what he does.
Yeah.
He makes it clear to everybody. That's why he let George Springer walk. That's why he let Bregman walk. That's why he let Correa walk. Like, I'm just not doing it. You want to go get a 6-year deal somewhere?
You want to go get that 10-year deal
ain't
somewhere?
Ain't going to be in H-Town.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right?
Gotcha.
And so that was, and he already.
I just didn't know if that's going to be enough for them, like, if that launches them into a different stratosphere, because they look like a division leader that's good.
I think the biggest problem with them, I mean, look, I don't know that it launches them to the stride. I think it launches them back into where they were at when they won, you know, 18 out of 20 or whatever it was.
Okay.
Right? I mean, because the thing was, Paredes gets hurt. Pena's going to come back.
Okay.
All right. And so that's the whole thing is that, all right, well, he's going to start out at shortstop. And then when Pena comes back, they're going to move him over to third base.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, the team knows how to hit, and you don't know what you're going to get from Yordan, right? I mean, this guy's got hands like Mayweather. So, you know, you got to wait, figure out what he's going to be like when he comes back. The biggest thing for them is who's that third guy?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's kind of similar-ish in the sense that, much like the Rangers, you got two dogs at the top of that pitching staff. The difference with the Astros, though, is you know who your closer is.
Right.
Right? I mean, you, Josh Hader comes out, 9 times out of 10, it's canceled Christmas.
Yeah.
Whereas with here, we're going to be like...
Yeah, so that's where okay. I am. I feel like Astros have won. Seattle's probably likely going to win the wild card.
Yeah.
And then you got to figure out how you can get up and over the Yankees and the Red Sox, and then keep the Royals and those other teams down behind you. So that's where I am with what the Rangers have to accomplish in the back half of this season. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, ladies and gentlemen, it will be fair or foul. But before we do that, let's give something away, ladies and gentlemen. Giveaway right now. Be caller 10 877 881-1053 now to win your tickets to see Live and Collective Soul on August 13th at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory, courtesy of Live Nation. Caller number 10 877 881-1053 for your pair of tickets next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Fred Davis, Alec Medford with us as well, and we are about to get into some fair or foul with Fred, but we want to remind you that August 7th, that is next week, that's next Thursday, as a matter of fact, your chance for Fan Phenom goes down at Jake's, South State Highway 7910, State Highway 78 in Saxey. Be there for that. You get your opportunity. Here's what I think is really cool about it. You get your opportunity to do is about 3 to 5 minutes of radio.
We've all done more and less, boys.
With a co-host that works here at the station. And is Blake helping out with this? Is he going to be part of this?
I don't believe Blake has been contacted yet.
Okay.
I heard that he will fist fight whoever does win, though.
CA is always great to work with, too, if you get an opportunity on that. So he sets you up really well for you to go off. And the boss man will be right there to watch and observe and listen, see how you do. If you're interested in working with the station, working with the fellas, this is your opportunity. If you always had a dream of doing this as a job, this is your opportunity. So good luck to you out there for Fan Phenom. Everything starts next week. We'll have 4 opportunities, by the way.
Wow.
Not just one.
Not just two.
Not two, but 4. So that's 4 opportunities to get rolling on that.
Not quite 5, but more than 3.
Yeah, yeah. 5 is too many.
That's
3 is too few.
You could argue 4 might be too many.
You're probably right about that. But it will. Yeah, there have been plenty of times where people have said to the boss, "Oh, I can't make it out."
But only now
he's like, "You got 4 opportunities to do this. You have time. Just don't be scared. All right. If you're scared, buy a dog."
Go to church.
Yeah, because that's what I used to tell my roommate. If you're scared, buy a dog. And he was like, I have a dog. I was like, see?
Still scared.
Kyle Yeomans will join us here in about 15 minutes from Oxnard. But right now it's time for Fair or Foul with Fred Davis.
All right, you guys know what that music means. It's time for a little Fair or Foul. Now, normally I read a story from somewhere in the news cycle. However, today I am going to give you guys a personal anecdote from a good friend of mine that I was on the phone with last night, and he told me about a story that he's going through, a situation that he's going through right now, and I think all of us can relate in some form or fashion. Now, the question is it fair or foul? So here's the deal.
He can go to Men's Tea, and this is going to help him out a lot.
Well, hey, my boy doesn't have that kind of problem, but I'll tell you this much. Okay, so it's kind of wedding season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right before football season starts.
Football season starts. So he's got 2 weddings coming up. Now, one of them is his daughter. All right. So it's his eldest daughter. She's in her mid to late 30s.
Old.
Been with this dude for a minute, and he's super excited about it. He's, you know, the guy asked for, you know, old fashioned, asked him, "Hey, can I marry your daughter?" Okay, old school, super cool. He's excited about it. Can't wait. Okay,
Father-in-law. Whenever I asked, he said, "You don't need my approval. You need hers." And I was like, "I got that. Don't worry about that. We're fine.
We're just doing this to be doing it." Okay, let's get this right. So then he's like, "But I got another." So we're talking about it's in California, da da da, whatever. So and he said, "But I got this other wedding that I got that I got to do. And I said, oh. And he goes, and here's what I'm not happy about. I got asked to be part of the bridal show or the bridal party, right? And I got asked to be one of the groomsmen. And when the guy asked me at first, I said, no, I don't want to be involved. But they've got a mutual friend who said, hey, I'm going to be in it. So come on, just be in be one of the groomsmen. So he says, all right, fine. Then he finds out that, so he, first of all, he doesn't want to be on it. Then he finds out it's a destination wedding.
Oh.
Okay. Then he finds out when it comes to how much he's going to have to spend, all in and out the door, room, golf tournament, and tuxedo, around $1,000.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a lot.
$1,000.
That's a lot of money.
For a wedding that he doesn't want to be a part of.
Okay.
So, they're doing a, I guess, couple bridal shower?
Stupid.
Okay.
Stupid.
Now, look, I've never been married.
It's a bridal shower.
Never been close. Okay, I guess there's a new name for it now.
The baby showers that invite the men to?
Yes. Dumb. Okay, so that's what this is,
never
right?
Never been to one.
But it's the man and the woman.
Yeah.
Okay?
I wouldn't do it.
So, he's like, this is a grand to do this. Now, at this whatever shower that he's going to be at in the next couple of weeks, he's thinking about making a scene so he gets kicked out of the wedding party.
This is smart. I think this is brilliant.
Now he's not going to do anything crazy.
Is he saying he's thought this up or you helped him come up with the scheme?
When I tell you off air who this person okay. is, trust me, he does not need any of my, because like I said, he just told me about this yesterday.
Gotcha.
And so trust me, this man, I mean, this is a guy who told him point blank, I don't want to be in it. Like mm-hmm. first off, like, no, I don't want to be part of your wedding.
Yeah.
And then he got coerced into it. So he's like, all right, fine. But now after the numbers are starting to stack up, he's like, I like this dude, but I don't like him that much.
It's expensive.
To spend $1,000 on it.
Yeah.
He goes, this groom's, and because he keeps asking, well, what's the groom's gift look like? And the dude won't even give him that. Okay. So again,
that is a good question.
Right.
But you don't, no, hold on. You never know that beforehand. I have, every time I've been a groomsman, I've gone into it assuming I wasn't getting anything.
Right.
That way I was surprised with it. But I never had to spend $1,000 on it. So right? that's a valid
So that's
point.
His whole shtick is like, well, what are you thinking? Like, what are we leaning towards? So he's thinking about acting a fool, or not necessarily making a scene, but doing something that would get him removed from, and he said, because he's the only black guy in the groomsmen group,
okay.
he said, I may pull the race card.
Oh, wow.
And so he goes, I may pull that thing like a revolver, if that's what it comes down to get removed from said wedding party.
Oh, man!
Fair foul!
Oh.
Sabotaging the bridal party so you can get booted from the wedding party.
This is interesting. I'm gonna say fair, just because I love a good scheme.
I'm all for it.
I love a good scheme. Now pulling this off, right. That's a different story.
That's how the execution
because
goes.
Because the execution
will be
is very important,
vital.
I remember me and my groomsmen were getting our tuxes fitted and everything, and I called my wife and I said, "Okay, listen. I've talked them out of top hats and pimp canes.
Oh, wow.
But can we get these checkered shoes?" And that was the moment that she was like, "Do you want to get married?" And I was like, ooh. "All right, guys, sorry." Yeah. It was a good joke, though, for her. I say fair because, again, this is a good scheme. Now, if he... How does the race card? How would he use that?
Well, that's the whole thing. He's gonna kind of make a joke out of it.
Okay,
but he's hoping that it ruffles enough feathers
that they
to where they'll get uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and he's gonna lean into that.
It is very.
He is a big black dude.
It is very important. It is very important in life.
Yeah,
to convince other people that it was their idea.
Yeah, look, Robert Greene, 48 Laws of Power.
So important.
100%.
So important to convince people that they have control of the situation, even when you are controlling it with puppet master stuff.
Right.
So I do like the idea of setting the, you know, being you a little bit off of you.
Yeah.
Just so that I like this idea a lot. And somebody texted in and said, hey, use that $1,000 for his daughter's wedding.
Well, he's already got that money put away.
Yeah, but
like, that's already, well, that's the thing. Is that I want to say the second wedding is after his daughter's wedding.
Yeah, no, and if he doesn't have to participate, then now he's got an extra grand in his pocket.
Yeah, he'll. I mean, that he can work he'll spend with. That on golfing. I'm sure
golf's but, important.
Somebody just said it's Blake. No, it's not.
The 469, nah, being a D in a wedding party situation might get your ass beat. Don't play with that stuff. But this is to
this
get,
dude's not,
this is
trust
trying
me,
to get out of the no entire process. Yeah,
no, he's trying to get removed from
this
the
isn't
process.
Just trying to get this isn't doing it at the wedding. This is doing
oh, yeah, no, like, this is at the bridal party.
Yeah, this is early on.
Early on in the process.
And I've 100%. Seen this happen before. I had a friend, her bridal party. They went out, they went to the club, one of the other girls. Made it all about her, got very dramatic.
Yeah.
Gave her the thumb, said, get out of here.
Booted.
No longer part of this.
Booted.
I think that girl wanted it that way.
My son's mother punched me at my sister's reception.
Punched you?
Punched me. Cold cocked me. Straight up.
Your son's mom.
Straight up.
What'd you say?
What are you going to say? I mean, it was...
No, what did you say that led to the punch?
Nothing. She saw me flirting with the with the bartender.
That makes sense. That definitely does make sense.
Didn't even see. That's the worst part about it. I wasn't even. It was straight up blindside.
From the 817 foul, the coward should have stood his ground and said no. I think that's another option.
Well, he said, like I said, he agreed to. He said no at first.
Yeah.
And then one of the other guys kind of. They all kind of teamed up on him and said, you need to do it now. So that's when he finally gave in. Now, look, at the end of the day, is he going to do it? Probably not, because he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah, no, I get that. Alec, your thoughts, how do you think is fair or foul?
I'm going to go fair, because one, I think that, like, I think that roping people into the destination wedding without being upfront about it.
See, that's what pissed him off.
Yeah.
That's what irritated him.
That's my main issue, is like, you tell me upfront all of the details.
Yes.
You know, like the last two I've been to, it was, hey, it's going to be in this city. Don't really have the venue picked out yet, but we know it's going to be in this area. It's going to be this month. Like, I got all of that up front before it was even planned fully. So you can't just drop that on me, especially like, you don't know what I got going on in life. Like, if I've got, you know, God forbid an engine blows out in a car and I've got to drop a few $1,000s, you know, it's like, dude, I need time to figure out if I can actually afford that. So, and then to Corey's point, if you're going to rope me into that, I'm going to cause chaos.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to make it fun. I'm going to enjoy myself.
And a lot of texters are saying foul. He should have known this. Da, da. What his frustration is that he said they keep tacking on costs.
See, that's the
And that's what he said. He goes, look, he goes, that's what's irritating me, is that it seems like every time I turn around, there's another cost involved with this wedding. And he's like, you know, I was fine. You know, all right, after getting coerced into it, all right, come on, man. Da, da, da. Because they're on the same bowling team.
Oh,
bowling team buddies.
That's blood right there. That is absolute blood. Great stuff from Fred Davis for Fair or Foul. Right now, let's go out to Oxnard, where Kyle Yeomans is on deck. By the way, Oxnard camp has been phenomenal. And thanks to on-time experts, mm-hmm. Rhino Shield and Yardbird, Southern Table and Bar, for hooking us up out there. Right now, Kyle Yeomans.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is on the hot seat, brought to you by Wild Forks, wildforkfood.com, Elite Game Day Grilling favorites. Kyle, how you doing out there, man?
What's up, gentlemen? I missed you guys out here last week. I didn't get out here until Sunday, so you guys were already back in DFW. I was looking forward to catching up in the tent like we normally do, but now I feel sad that I missed you guys, one, and now I'm seeing everybody pack up around here. I mean, it's getting real that you guys aren't even going to be here much longer.
Yeah, it's a little lonely. I can tell how lonely it's going to be while you're out there, especially without us there. But you're going to provide great coverage, and that's what's important for us. Have you ever been on a destination wedding before, Kyle?
Like been to one?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't think so.
My best friend, he did get married in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Our son was on the way, and I told him I couldn't do it, and it's one of my biggest regrets that we didn't go. Like, my wife was big pregnant at the time, and we just couldn't go.
You can't play with that, man.
Not as big, I mean, not as pregnant as, obviously, your wife was with triplets. So that was obviously a little bit different. But
that was such a wild transition there, Corey. You tried to fit like all of that topic into one sentence, and it just kind of, I don't know what was happening.
She was big, not as big as your wife, but still, she's pretty damn big.
Well, she was. I'm just saying she was more pregnant. All right, I didn't say big.
Well, I like how you pulled his wife into it, though. Kind of like an innocent bystander.
I just always like to bring up the fact that he has triplets, and
it's like my wife's trying to take care of 3 18-month-olds. Right now, and she's getting heat on the fan.
Yeah, she is.
She's an amazing woman for that. I just want to point that out, and I always thought that about her. I absolutely have. I'm dead serious. My wife sees pictures of those babies, that's and crazy. She's just constantly like, "Oh my gosh, they're so cute!" And I'm constantly going, "That's a lot of diapers.
That is a lot of babies.
And that's a lot of thought." But I'm very proud of you for being able to accomplish that on a daily day basis. So, all right, your first week out there, Kyle.
I feel like you're spiraling.
It's Friday. Kevin's not here. We're without Kevin. He's in Germany for another week and a half. So maybe I'll have more spiraling. But
that's good.
The your first week. What was this? This experience. What was the first thing you were looking forward to seeing? Because I know you've seen these guys working out a little back in Dallas, but when you saw them get out there on the field, what was that feeling? What were you looking for?
Yeah, well, I wanted to see if the energy matched. And I know fans are probably tired of hearing about the culture and the energy and how Brian Schottenheimer has built it throughout the offseason. But seeing if it matched what I saw from afar and watching practices from the Metroplex the first week. And even though the pads weren't on yet and we didn't necessarily see the physicality really ramp up at that point, it still felt like it was a college-level atmosphere when it came to training camp and the way that they handled their business. And I think we've seen that over the last week. And despite some of the looming contract and professional situations that are currently unfolding, I know there's a lot of news from last night into today that ramps all that back up again. But when it comes to the X's and O's and the football team as a whole, I wanted to see just how the trenches were going to look. I've had some highs and lows whenever you look at the trenches. I think the offensive line depth has impressed me. The problem is that we're having to test that depth so early in camp because of some of these injuries like Tyler Guyton and like Rob Jones, and then you've got Tyler Smith leaving practice early yesterday as well. But I like what I've seen from certain elements of this offensive line as a whole. So the energy, the physicality, we're starting to see that continue to ramp up, and it definitely matches what we anticipated going into it. And it just still feels like that collegiate atmosphere that it looked like from afar when watching practice last week as well.
I'm just now seeing this. Bill Jones posted a video from the exceptional photojournalist Bill Ellis, who it was a video of Trayvon Diggs and his quote-unquote falling down. It looks like it was a somersault, by the way, instead of a falling down. And then he laid there on the ground, took his helmet off. I watched Diggs while he was in that first week of his rehab while out there with the team, the work that he's doing on the side. He was working his ass off. Yeah. And he looked, Kevin goes, he looks exhausted. And I was like, dude, he's been working since like 9 o'clock this morning and it's 1 o'clock and he's just been going. Have you kind of kept an eye on what Diggs is doing out there? And is the story feel as big as it actually is, or is it not as big as it feels?
I don't think it's as,
don't say it.
I don't think it's as big of a story as we, as we're making it out to be at the moment. I think, like you said, he's been out here, he's been working, he's been present. And even though he wasn't present in the offseason, and I think there's some, there's disdain there, both from the Trayvon side of things and from the Micah side of things. That's undoubtable, but that's going to happen in a contract negotiation one way or the other. One side is going to have leverage and the other side is going to have disdain. And so it's not moving, at least on the field, toward Trayvon Diggs. You know, it's not showing in terms of his work ethic and him being out here. I walked by him yesterday, asked him how he was feeling. He said he was feeling good. That was during practice on the sideline. So, I mean, I know it's you're explaining or exchanging pleasantries there, but for the most part, I don't have anything to nick when it comes to Trayvon's progress report. Right, whenever it comes to him being available, right around when we thought, which was going to be at the start of the year, maybe on PUP to start the year. That's kind of the same timeline. He looks like he's still on, and he continues to work through it.
Kyle Yeoman's joining us here, talking all things Dallas Cowboys training camp. Sticking with the defensive backs, we talked about this earlier about, look, we love the clips, whether it's coming from, you know, y'all's, you guys, I mean, media out there, you guys have done a phenomenal job covering everything, so we feel good about the clips that are coming out there. That said, all right, the Pickens, the CD, the Tyshawn Holden, I mean, catching touchdowns, haven't seen a lot of batted balls, okay? Yeah. And so my question is, while I love seeing all these touchdowns, I am a little bit concerned that, you know, those are Cowboy defenders that they're scoring all these touchdowns on. Where are we at right now with this secondary group, considering, you know, two of the guys are out?
Yeah, two of the guys are out, and you've had kind of a rotating cast there at times throughout. And, of course, like Wanye Thomas was going to thought to be a rotating piece at the nickelback spot, and you thought he would maybe play some defense in the slot a little bit, and he's been out for a couple practices now. So I'm right there with you. I said coming into training camp that corner was a problem spot. And honestly, I think it would be a bigger problem if Kyer Elam wasn't having the camp and the resurgence that he's had throughout the offseason and getting into training camp. I mean, Elam looks like he's going to be a starter even when Trayvon Diggs is healthy, even when Savone Rebel makes his NFL debut. I think Kyer Elam is the star of camp right now on the defensive side, because when there are videos of interceptions and there are videos of PBUs and breakups and whatever it may be, it feels like Elam is a part of at least a few of those, and it happens every single
practice.
Hold up kids
afterwards too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Has the celebration aspect. He's going to be a fan favorite if he continues this, and he's really saving the situation at the moment, the way that he's come in and shined out of nowhere, where they traded for him this offseason. Everybody kind of wrote it off as a depth move, and he just continued to stack good practice after good practice. The coaching staff really likes him. He's connected with Matt Eberflus quite a bit on the defensive side. They trust him, and they think he's a veteran in that room. And so when you pair that with guys like Deron Bland, who's been there and done that, when you pair that with guys like Trayvon, who has had the incredible season, but he's just out with injuries and things like that, I think it could all piece together. And that's what the team's hoping for. They're hoping it all comes together. But right now it is. It's kind of a learning game outside for a lot of these corners. And I just think the wide receivers are a step ahead. And, I mean, partially because you have two number one wide receivers, and you've got CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, and you're excited about what they bring. But also because this cornerback room is starting to catch up slowly, and they just haven't gotten there yet.
You were fantastic on the draft coverage with the draft show. You guys do phenomenal work. And I know how in-depth you guys go. Seen that before. The but one of the guys y'all were very high on, felt like you got a steal, was Donovan Ezeraku. And yesterday, I know G-Bag got to catch up with him. What have you seen from him that you've seen development from what you saw in college to now he's a pro? Have you seen anything new?
He's looked incredible. I think some of the pass rush arsenal has been better. The way that he's kind of attacked his first step quickness and his hands. I mean, all of those things have kind of pieced together quicker. And I think part of that is from the coaching and the Matt Eberflus thought process. Micah Parsons spending extra time with him. It looks like Micah and Donovan have had really a great connection since he arrived here. And so it's funny because they kind of remind me of each other in a different way. They're not the same player by any stretch of the imagination, but it's the same level of excitement that we had when Micah was here in 2021 working with Dan Quinn. He had the connection with Quinn as a defensive coordinator and as an edge rusher specialist. And that first step quickness, that the ability to get off the line of scrimmage and beat his guys to the spot. Donovan's showing those same things. He's showing the same things that that Micah did back in 2021. And if he can piece any of that together and continue to grow like Micah was able to into his rookie season, it could be a steal for them. And I thought it was interesting when they were talking about the draft weekend and how Aaron Whitecotton was standing on the table for him at pick number 12. I don't know how much that was even a serious consideration, but I do remember them having conversations going into day two, and they said, but what if the BC edge rusher is there? What if the Boston College edge rusher is there? And that was, of course, Donovan Ezeraku. Every time it kind of felt like it was dismissed of, he's probably not going to be there. He's not going to be there. And then he ended up being there at 44, and the rest is history. So I really like what he's shown so far. I think if he's able to stick in the hip pocket of Micah and continue to learn from him and some of these other edge rushers, he may be better suited for this defensive line than some of these other second-round edge rushers that they've drafted in the past.
All right. Speaking of steals, or maybe at this point just being stolen from, what's the latest on Mazi Smith?
I haven't been necessarily impressed at the moment. I think he's where he was at the end of last year, which is better than what he has been. But I think the expectations are he needs to be a bona fide starter.
Yeah.
He needs to be a bona fide member of the interior defensive line. It should be Mazi Smith, a first-round pick, and Osa Odighizuwa as the newest contract on that defensive line. That's what the combination should be. And instead, it's Solomon Thomas, who signed this past offseason, that's getting the majority of the reps with the ones. And so I think the coaching staff is seeing the same thing. I think Mazi would say the same thing himself. He just hasn't been good enough yet. And I think there was a concern when the report started coming out, and when the coaching staff and the front office were talking about how much weight he lost. If you're going to be a one technique in this league and you're going to go up against other double teams and other offensive linemen that are 300 plus, I mean, it's just pure and simple math. 600 plus versus 280 plus is not the same, and you're going to have to have some level of strength there. And I think Mozzie's done some good things. I don't want to completely knock the guy. But when you're being outshined in pass rush by guys like Jay Toia, who was a day three pick, and when you're being outshined by Solomon Thomas, who, of course, he's had that same scenario himself of not living up to the draft stock and not living up to expectations, but he's a veteran in this league, and he's been better on the Cowboys' defensive line and in this system so far. So I want to see more from Mazi. I'm not giving up on him yet, and I've been vocal about that on our podcast and our television shows. I'm not giving up on Mazi Smith. I still think he has it in the tank. We saw it last year in flashes, and it was really the first time that he's shown something. But you got to find the consistency if you're going to ultimately make it in this league and be worth what the Cowboys have invested in him to this point.
A lot of people make a big deal out of being kicked out of practice, because if you're not on the field, you're not in front of coaches, you're not getting your reps, you're not getting your opportunities. And so that's an important thing to these guys. Yesterday, Miles Sanders, was this veteran day? What were we working with there? And then while he's out, Jaden Blue gets some more more opportunity reps. How are you feeling about what you see with Jaden Blue, and how's Miles Sanders?
Yeah, I think Sanders is fine. I don't think it was an injury scenario. I haven't heard anything specific. I know when Tyler left yesterday, it was a bit confusing because when Tyler Smith walked off and there was no training staff there, we were all looking at each other of what's going on. Does he need to go to the bathroom? What's happening here? But he left with knee tendonitis was ultimately the report. Okay. Miles, I never saw anything specific on Miles Sanders. Where Jaden Blue, I think, and I asked Schottenheimer about this in the press conference yesterday, but when you have players that are doing the right thing and they're continuously having an impact on the field, they're doing their studies off the field, they're picking up the playbook quickly, they're in the meetings, they're early to the meetings, they're asking questions and they're active, they've been rewarded in Schottenheimer's system. And I asked him about, is that something that he's always believed in? He said, yes, it's not going to be a permanent thing, but it will be something that he will utilize from time to time. And I think yesterday was a great example of that, because the day prior, he was running with the ones, he was getting some extra reps, he was there with Dak Prescott, he was used in the passing game, whereas yesterday it was less touches with the ones. He still had some snaps with them, but he got less touches with the ones, and he was there, but it was a back and forth with him and Javonte Williams and Phil Maffa yesterday. So I don't think Miles Sanders is something to be concerned about, at least at this point. It might have been just a veteran rest day, and he needed a rejuvenation day to go into the weekend. But when it comes to Jaden Blue, he's doing the right things to start his rookie camp and to start his campaign, and they used that as a chance to reward him on Thursday, and then on Wednesday, and then they were able to carry that into Thursday's practice as well.
Kyle, thank you so very much for everything during this. It started off rough. I'll take the blame on that one. But it finished out pretty strong. So thanks a lot, man. Look forward to talking with you more throughout this year. We'll square away the exact times and how all that's going to work. All right,
man. I'm a little shocked. I mean, we went through a 20-minute interview and you guys didn't ask me about Micah at all. You didn't ask me about the contract situation.
We kind of talked it to death today. I feel like a lot of people are frustrated.
Yeah.
And hoping that we can just move past this and start winning some football games. I think so.
Well, sorry to bring it up. I'll do better next time, but. No, I appreciate you guys as always. Look forward to being on with you again soon.
There he goes, Kyle Yeomans. We will hear him throughout the season on the Wild Fork Foods hot seat, wildforkfoods.com. Elite Game Day grilling favorites right there. Coming up next, Fred, it is time for your experience of the C Block. We do it next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.